Born Flint's cake.
Yeah, is this Jesse?
It is.
Hey, Jesse, this is Charlie. You gave me a call. I was out of the office when you had called me.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I spoke with my wife and all, and I think we want to try to do that.
Okay, sounds good. I can get you all set up right now. I just need to clarify some stuff just to make sure I have all the information correct. And then I'm going to stay on the phone with you while I do the process of the payment so I can send everything to you in text message and email with, like, your invoice and everything that comes along with it. And then I'm going to set an onboarding call with you and my tech team so that way they can get a hold of you, and then they can just make sure that you populate for the services that you provide in the areas that you guys want to target, okay?
Okay. Now look, so, there's one more question.
Sure,
we're talking about going on the top page. What does that mean exactly?
Very good question. So anybody that searches any of the services that you provide for landscape. So let's just, for example, let's say somebody wants sod to be laid down, and they say sod companies near me for installation. Your company would populate at the first page of Google, so that way when they search, your company pops up at the time of that search, and they can contact you directly and see if you guys can come out and do an estimate, a walkthrough, however you guys, you know, talk to your customers at that point.
Right. Now, is it going to say, I think some of them say sponsored. Is mine going to say that? Is that what's going on?
No. So the sponsored is a cost per click deal, and that's at above the map section. What I'm talking about is the section where that map is. That's where 90% of customers do their transactions on Google. That's what research shows. So it looks more of like an organic, and we're going to populate you there. That's why it takes the 30 to 45 days to get to that point. Now, we do pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign, so that first 30 to 45 days isn't just waiting on Google. We'll have the Facebook up and running within 7 to 14 days for you as well, that we can retarget your customers.
Yeah. That was my question, because I see the sponsored, and I'm like, yeah, they're paying for this, so I skip it normally.
Yeah. And we offer that, but, I mean, to be completely honest, between me and you, I skip it too, personally.
Yeah. And I'm already on Thumbtack, and I just got rid of Angie's Leads. Got a pay-per-click deal going.
Yeah, you got that with Thumbtack. So that's what Thumbtack uses, is like the pay-per-lead type deal. Once they acquire the lead, they send it out to you guys, and then from there you call on that customer. So from us, we're putting you on that organic search so they can just find you directly now at that point.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that's what we were doing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm here to answer your questions so that way we have a clear understanding for sure. For the business information, I mean, I have everything still set up here, but I just want to make sure you guys are still at the 6424 Athens Highway.
No, that's at 98 Lost Creek Drive.
I'm sorry. And Lost Creek, L-O-S-T?
Yes. And that's Athens.
Okay, perfect. Now, Jesse, there's two things here that I just want to make sure I get this correct here for you, because now this doesn't add anything, like it doesn't cost you anything or anything like that. But what we do is we can call, track anybody that calls you. We can track that. Now, to do that, we would put up a Google business phone number. It's a direct call to you. It goes directly to your phone. But once they call that number, it allows you to see, like, what kind of leads am I getting? What kind of customers are calling me? Now, it's up to you, because it's going to be a different phone number on the front end. Some of my customers that sign up with me, they just like to keep their regular phone number. Some of them want to track the calls. It's completely up to you. It's no harm, no foul in terms of price or anything like that. Doesn't cost you anything less or more. Would you want us to create that for you, or do you just want to keep your regular phone number that you got?
So you would change my number on Google?
Yeah, and it's just a call tracking, so it can track the calls. Now you'll have access to those calls as well, but it's up to you. If you don't want to change it, then we're not going to change it. We're just going to keep it at the 754 number that you have.
Right, but then I wouldn't have
the tracking
ability to track it through the system.
Yes, correct. So I just want to make sure if you do, I'll put that in there so that way we can call track for you. If you don't, I want to make sure that we don't change your number either.
Yeah, sort of. Part of me says yeah, but then part of me says, you know, that might confuse people. I don't know.
Yeah.
let's just leave it like you
leave it,
leave it at my number.
We can leave it, and then if you want, later on down the road, like let's say 2 months go by and you're like, I like the service, but I want to see like what kind of, you know, I want to really see what kind of customers that are calling here and I want to start tracking, we could always add that on later for you. It's no extra cost for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then, so your first name is Jesse, and that's J-E-S-S-E, or is there an I-E?
I-E.
I-E. Okay. Yeah, I remember, too, you had told me that. I don't know why it didn't save it. Let me make that change for you. Okay, so that's change there. And then Barnes, B-A-R-N-S, and then you have... What was that?
B-A-R-N-E-S.
E-S. I'm glad I said that. Thank you. Okay. And then for the email address, it's the blpawncare@gmail.com.
It's BLP Lawn Care.
Lawn Care. Yeah, I just spelled out lawn. But yeah, that's what I have here. For us to contact you, Jesse, is the appropriate phone number for like a text message or anything like that to give you updates? Is that the 678-754-5350?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, let me see here. Let's make sure I have this for you correct. And then with the lawn care services that you guys provide, are you guys doing like irrigation systems? Are you guys doing like tree services as well?
I don't install new irrigation.
Okay, no installs. Okay,
but
perfect.
I do tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, you know, that side of it. And I want to sort of push that. I haven't been pushing that.
Which really, one do you want to push?
I don't even think that you could see it if you looked me up right now. But I do want that incorporated in, the tree removal.
Tree removal. Okay. I'm going to make sure my tech team knows that tree removal. And then you want to push the grump standings as well?
Yeah. Are you dyslexic?
A little bit.
Yeah, you just said grump standing.
Well, that's why. That's why everybody always laughed at me.
Yeah, let's grump some steins while we're at it. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Okay, let me make sure I have that correct for you. Stump grinding. I'm sorry. Stump grinding. Yeah, my dad, he lives in Washington. He actually lives on 2 acres, and there was a tree that had died right in the middle of his property. And I've never seen it in live action. I've always seen videos of it, but it was pretty cool for that guy to go 150 feet up in the air in a tree, climb the tree, and just chop it all the way down. I was like, man, that takes some courage, because I'll look down and I'll be like, nope, my feet are staying on the floor.
Right. Yeah, that's why I've got these younger guys doing that.
Yeah. Now, do you have a preference of, like, do you cap it at a certain height of trees, or it doesn't matter to you guys?
Well, no, it don't matter to me. I've got a subcontractor that would come in if it's more than I'm interested in physically doing myself.
Okay, because I know, like, we deal with some tree services, and sometimes they'll cap it, like, at 100 feet or something like that. So
right.
I just want to make sure that if you got no restrictions, then we're good to go there. Stump grinding, tree removal. Do you push tree trimming as well? Do you want that also on there?
Yes.
Okay, tree trimming. And then also, too, do you guys do wood chip hauling? Do you haul that off, or how does that work
for
you guys?
Yeah, well, like if we chip up a tree or grind a stump, we haul off all the grind.
Okay.
You know, depending on if the customer wants to, you know. I offer it with it or without.
Yeah, because I know sometimes they'll use it for, like, their garden as well. I know that's what my dad did, so that would be good. So cool, wood chips. Awesome. Okay, I want to make sure I got that. And then let me see. I just want to make sure the mile radius that we had talked about last time.
I go, as far as my maintenance route, I cover Jefferson, Winder, Statham, Commerce, Nicholson, Athens, you know, sort of that big circle there. So I don't know what that is, but I don't want to expand any further than that.
Okay.
As far as maintenance. Now, and like I say, going into install, I just can't leave the state. With my commercial vehicle insurance, I can't leave the state of Georgia.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fine. So the product that we have here, this is going to push you out into a 50-mile radius. Now, I'm going to target those cities specifically, but you'll be able to do that. Once you start getting populated with work, we can always push you out into something higher up with Google where we can push you out to 100 miles if that's what you want. So this sounds perfect for what you're trying to accomplish there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So, with that being said, so for the card itself that you guys are going to use for the listing, are you guys going to be using a business credit card with Barnes Landscape Professionals LLC, or is it going to be a debit card?
A debit.
Okay. And does it say Jesse Barnes on there, or does it say Jesse Barnes Landscape Professional?
It says my name and Barnes Landscape Professionals.
Okay. Oh, I remember last time it cut off professionals, right? It just says I-O.
Yep.
I remember that. Okay. So I have it just like that. I didn't change anything. And then the billing address is to the 98 Lost Creek Drive, Athens, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And the zip code is still the 30607?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you have a Visa, or is it a MasterCard, or is it Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
All right. 4036 2304 0246 1316.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
12/27.
Okay. And the security code on the back?
001.
Okay. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Local Splash, we never share or sell your information. So we want to make sure that we're always talking to you. So every time we call you, we're going to ask you this question. That way it protects you. You always know you're talking to us, and we always know we're talking to you. Now I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And how do you spell your mother's maiden name?
S-M-I-T-H.
Smith.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Let me just make sure I have everything up to date here for you. Okay. So last time we talked, it was going to be the $249 month to month. You did have that $99 setup fee. So today was going to be $348. And then month to month after that, it goes to the $249. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, before I do make any transactions here, I am going to walk you what's called a voice verification. This is just an added protection for you. It's just going to outline the service agreement with us. This will be sent to you to your email in writing as well, so you have everything for your records, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you have any questions, just stop me in my tracks, and then I can just rephrase the question, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Barnes Landscape Professions.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Barnes, owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the card authorization user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Jesse, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, Smith, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 26th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th. In the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Jesse, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I will email that number to you as well, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. And then to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact that client support number 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so you're going to receive a couple of text messages right now. I apologize to kind of bombard you. Oh, hold on. Invalid account. Let me see here. Something happened on my end. Give me one sec. Okay, you're going to receive a couple of text messages here. For the, for the onboarding call with my tech team, looks like they're pretty booked up today. For Monday, what do you have available for them to reach out to you?
What do I got Monday? I should be available.
All day?
Yeah, pretty much any time.
Okay. So we come in the office at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time here. It would be 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So any time in there besides 3 p.m. your time, because that's when my tech team does take a lunch, I can schedule. So if you want the morning slots, I can give you something like at 10 a.m. in the morning if that works for you.
That's fine.
Okay, let me see here. I'm going to send you this email right now as well, okay?
Okay.
Are you guys all wrapped up for the day, getting ready for the weekend, or you guys got a couple of jobs you guys got to land?
No, we're done.
Oh, nice. Talk about a Friday, huh?
Right.
Awesome. All right, let me send this over to you really quickly. All right. So I sent you an email. That's coming from Charlie Mullenkamp at localsplash.com. It's going to be a Google Calendar invite. You're just going to hit yes there once you receive it. That's just confirming the time for 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then it might say 7 a.m., but that's Pacific Standard Time, so don't be alarmed by that.
All right.
Now let me see here. Waiting for the process for this to go through for you. Interesting. It says invalid account number. Okay. I apologize. Can we read that card number off one more time?
Uh-huh.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Oh.
I apologize.
It's okay. 4036.
Mm-hmm.
2304.
Mm-hmm.
0246.
Mm-hmm.
1316.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. I have 4036, 2304, 0246, 1316. I have your expiration date as December 27th, and then your security code is 001. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the address for the billing address is the 98 Lost Creek Drive, Athens, Georgia, 30607?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and did you receive that email yet from me? Did you check at all? Might go to your spam because actually I sent you an email before that, I believe, so you should be able to see it.
Logo Splash. Do I just need to click yes?
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
See, my dyslexia kicked in or something because it wasn't working at first, but now it's my Achilles heel. I will say that.
Right.
But Jesse, I do want to say, formally, I want to welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here. So we are going to help you get to that first page of Google and help you build the web presence also too with the Facebook, campaign. Now that being said, I did just send over to you a couple emails along with your invoice. I did send you a couple text messages. Now, there's going to be one important text message that I need you to kind of look out for right now. And it's going to read, let me see here. So it's going to read, once it sends, it's going to say, "Hey, Jesse, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you your invoice to the email we have on file." And then it's going to say, "Please click here." And there's going to be a link that says my.localsplash.com/terms. And it's going to have your phone number on the back of that. Let me know when you receive that.
I got it.
Okay. Now, you click that link. It's just going to take you to the service agreement that you and I had talked about, okay? Now, there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One is going to say receive text messages. Click that one. And then the other one is saying that you are the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to sign your name as it is right there, Jesse Barnes, and then click confirm. You actually type the name Jesse Barnes and then click confirm. It's going to take you to a Local Splash login page where it's going to say username and password.
It still says B-A-R-N-S.
Does it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me change that for you right now. Give me one sec.
Okay. Are you going to send me another text?
I am, yeah. I just want to make sure that's correct, because I want that's going to be for your records, too. So.
Right.
I'm going to send you another text right now with that updated version. Just give me one sec. I apologize.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's checked off. B-A-R-N-E-S. Yep, that's good. That's golden. B-A-R-E-B-A-R-N-E-S. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. All right. Yeah. We're ready to rock and roll with you. I already know it. Awesome. Got that there for you. All right. I'm going to send it to you again.
Okay.
Right now. And then that link should have the NES there for you. I apologize.
That's all right.
And then for the landscaping services itself, I know you want to push the tree services as well. Do you guys do full like remodeling for like backyards, front yards, gardens, everything like that?
Yes, that's my bread and butter. That's, you know,
okay.
Redoing yards, a ton of backyard jobs, because they don't do around here when they do new homes and stuff. They don't landscape the backyards.
Oh,
so I come in these newer homes, and once the rain season hits, these people get tired of all this mud in their backyard.
Yeah.
So, I'll be in somebody's backyard starting now. I've already booked a big one.
Oh, nice.
And it'll go through November.
Okay.
You know, just coming in and doing drainage systems and sod installation and bed designs and plants and mulch or pine straw rock, slate chips, that kind of stuff. I'll be busy with that all year.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now I'm on this, username and password deal.
Perfect. Okay. So that's going to be the tracking system that you and I talked about a couple days ago. So you're going to be able to track, you know, the calls, well, not the calls, because, right, we opted out of not changing the phone number. But you will be able to track how many clicks you're getting to the Google Business Profile, location of searches on that area. You're also going to be able to track the campaign through Facebook. Now, for us, this is custom built for you. So my tech team, when they reach out to you on Monday with your onboarding call, they're going to give you the username and password on that call, and then they're going to show you everything and how to maneuver through that platform there so you can see everything as well, okay?
Okay. Now, how will I get back to this location when they call?
They're going to take you there. They'll give you a link, or they'll say they might have you download our Local Splash app, so that way it's just like a click of a button. But they will definitely be able to get you the link to get there.
Okay.
Well, I have everything set for you, ready to rock and roll. I'm going to continue work on your account. That way we can get everything ready for you on Monday. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
I just have one and then I forgot it. You're dyslexic and I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
We make a good pair, brother, I tell you.
I also have selective hearing is what my fiance tells me as well. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my wife tells me that too.
Yeah, yeah, so yep. I guess it's like a male thing, huh?
Right, that's it.
Yep. Oh, that's funny. If you have any questions, Jesse, you could always write them down, and then my tech team will always answer them if any of them pop up. Or you do have my direct line that you can leave me a message, and I can always call you back if you have anything that I need to answer for you or clarify or something like that for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You also have my.
Are you in? Are you in what? California?
Yes, sir.
That's where you live?
We are based out of California.
All right. And you live out there?
Yeah, born and raised.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Cool. Yeah. I've never been out there. It sounds like it's pretty expensive to live out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to go build a house in Texas. That's what I'd like to go do. So,
my goal is Florida. I love going fishing all the time, and hopefully that's my long term goal. It's something small that not a lot of keep up. You know, that way I can just spend my time fishing.
Yeah, I want to get into fishing. There's some spots. I have family that live in Texas, so they're like, we fish over here, and I'm like, cool. If I come move over there, I would love to go and fish. So
right.
One of my colleagues here actually likes to fish, and he was telling me about it. I've only been once, and I caught a fish, so I'm
right.
One for one. That's good.
There you go. That's 100%.
Yeah.
So, now, California does have or used to, back when I kept track of all that kind of stuff, they used to have some really good largemouth. Big fish.
They do. I used to work with a company that my ex-boss actually went every Thursday to go fish, and he would go out. But you got to go, if you're going to go and catch good fish, you got to take like a charter boat out, and they take you like 2-3 hours into the ocean, but you can't really catch big fish in the marine or anything like that. So I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I go every year. I go every year to Panama City, and
beautiful.
I take my kids out, my boys, my wife and my daughter. They don't want to go fishing, but we charter a boat every year and go, and it's you about right 2.5 hours out.
Yeah.
And that's when you'll start catching them. You know, anywhere from 150 to 300 foot of water.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you guys they have like competitions on there, the boats as well, who catches like the biggest fish, and they weigh them and measure them and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they put a little money in a pot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yep.
It sounds fun. I've never done it before. So I'm going to have to get my fishing gear and, buy some up and go and do it. Cause that sounds like a fun time for sure.
If you charter a boat, dude, all you need to do is pay for it.
They
supply everything.
Really?
Your fishing license, your poles, everything you need. And a lot of these charters will give you so much money toward live bait. Like, we go out every year and they give us $75 toward live bait, and then I double it. I give another $75, so we buy $150 worth of bait from a guy that's already on the ocean catching fresh bait fish every morning.
Mm.
And then that's what we take out.
Yeah, see, over here in California, my old boss, he was saying that I don't think the charter boats supply, or I don't know, back then when I was working for him, they didn't supply the license. You actually had to go buy the license because you had to show it to get on.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, unfortunately, I live in California.
Right.
So, it's
amazing how you go from one side to the other and rules change and stuff. I probably wind up in trouble out there because I wouldn't go buy my license or something.
And it's a big hefty ticket if they find you fishing without a license. And so it is
right.
Everything out in Cali is, to tax the people and to take it. So for me, I'm just like, can I just go like maybe go in a corner and try to fish without a license?
Right.
But it has its pros and cons just like everywhere else. Right. So.
Oh yeah.
If you have any questions for me, feel free, reach out to me. I'm here for you. If you ever need to maybe just shoot me an email, that's a great way to get a hold of me as well. You have that in your system. So if you just type in Charlie M, I should pop up, and you could always email me as well. Okay.
Sounds good, brother. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Jesse. Appreciate you too. Thanks for calling me back. I'm going to get started on this and then we'll reach out to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And then we'll see you next week. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Jesse. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.